Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazeena astafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرجال قوامون على النساء صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters that are listening, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that every child that is born in a pure state. Yuladu ala al-fitra. That child is born upon fitra, in a very pure state, in his innate condition. Every human being is born in a way that he recognizes that there is only one Allah. But what happens is that the environment corrupts him. Slowly, as he is growing up, and when he meets the people around him, the environment will affect him. And so if he is in an environment in which they are good people, then he will also adopt good character. And if he is in an environment in which they are evil people, people who are corrupted, then he will also become a corrupted individual. And that is why you will find also nowadays, in the world that we live in, we often hear this phrase, safeguarding issues. Safeguarding issues. For an example, safeguarding the children that go to school. The teachers are given a booklet for them to read and for them to understand what it means to safeguard children. Protection must be given to children. Safety must be given to children. However, alhamdulillah, this booklet might be written now recently and certain laws come about now. Islam is the only religion that has protected everything. Islam is the only religion that has given complete safety and protection to everything. Everything. Now imagine human beings, how much protection Allah Pak has given to insan. Whether he is a believer, whether he is a Muslim, non-Muslim, generally Allah has given complete protection. This is the beauty of Islam. So you will find that Islam gives protection to a human being in all the different phases of life that he will experience. In Islam, a child is given complete protection. Man is given protection, woman is given complete protection, Husband is given protection, wife is given protection, a mother is given protection, there is safety there. Father, the protection is there. Brothers, sisters, siblings, the protection is there. Your neighbors, your friends, your imam, the musalli, you go for hajj, someone who is elder, someone who is young. Even animals, even trees are all given protection. This is the beauty of Islam. Unfortunately, what is happening is that we are not understanding our own worth and we don't value the blessings that Allah Pak has given us. I don't understand the filth that is out there in the society. How are we going to treasure that and how do we take that to be something important for us? So we need to value Islamic values. We need to value Islamic values. Islamic values are very, very important. So protection is given to everyone. Just to give you a few examples. In Islam, we have what we call segregation. What is it? Segregation. In the madrasa, when a child is young, you will have boys and girls in the class. So 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old, 9-year-old. Around 10 years of age, you will find that then there is a split. That the boys are in one class and the girls are in one class. The apa will be teaching the girls and the ustad will be teaching the boys. So this segregation after 9 years of age is not something that has been invented by this madrasa, or it is the decision of the principal or the Imam Sahib said that this is what you have to do. No, no. Imam Sahib has got nothing to do with this. The principal has got nothing to do with this. This is ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when a girl becomes baligh and when a boy becomes baligh and they are ghair mahram, they are not closely related to one another, then Allah Pak is saying, forget what the world tells you and forget what the world is telling you to do. I am telling you, and this is out of safety and protection for you as a community, that there should be segregation. There should be what? Segregation. And this segregation, men, women separated, is at every format. You come to the masjid. I have a lot of people who visit the masjid, and when we have women coming, they say, Imam, I don't see any women here. I don't see any women here. I say, do you see Queen Elizabeth everywhere? You don't see the Queen everywhere. You don't see women here because in Islam there is great value given to women. What is it? Great value given to women. And then of course you have to explain to them. I won't go into that, otherwise it'll take too long. Alhamdulillah, next time we can cover why there is. So there is segregation also in the masjid. If there are nikah functions, mashallah, I was invited. I was an imam in Portugal for 7 years, alhamdulillah, and a friend's son and daughter were getting married, so he insisted that I should come there. So I went for a wedding function recently,
You might have seen that I've been absent. Bichara Mauli Sahab gaib hota hai puri dunya ko panchat. Puri dunya. Aute khate khate bolti hai. Mauli Sahab na thiya hai. Why aaj hai? Ye yaar imamat bada mushkil kaam hota hai. Bada mushkil kaam. Imamat is not that easy, you know, when you... Everybody must know. Bichara imam sahab, dari mein sufed baal aaye, wo bhi. Baal chale gaye sar se, wo bhi problem. Bahir nazar aaye, wo bhi masla. Aapne hume nahi kaha, mujhe nahi kaha, re bhai. To anyway, to hum to jaate hain na, to ye holiday to nahi hoti hai, bhai. Wo Mauli sahab ko to bichare wahan masjid mein hi daal dete. Youth program, Christmas program, us masjid mein bayan, is masjid mein bayan. Maine kaha, yaar, ye to hamare Leicester se zyada bayan wagera ho rahe. But anyway, we went to the wedding. To Allah, mashallah, when we went to this wedding, very beautiful venue. And what was so beautiful about the venue, that the women were on one side and men on one side. Alhamdulillah. And men are talking and we are enjoying and we are meeting people. Such a good environment. Yani nikah to majlis to achhi honi chahiye na bhai. Islam ne tumhe aisa sufi thoda bana hai ki tum kahin ja hi nahi sakte. No, some molanas don't go anywhere. Bhai, ye kya hai? Is this rahbaniyat in Islam? Rahbaniyat, this is wrong, bhai. You are Sufi, but then don't make your Sufi pun for the whole world to be Sufi. Bichara, other people cannot come to your level. But anyway, forget that. So women on one side and men on one side, alhamdulillah, and the beauty, no music. Kya hai? Only, mashallah, nazam and naat, whatever it is, Islamic. Songs, Islamic ka wo jo hota hai na, wo is tarike se dal diya inhone. So it was a very nice environment. And segregation. Mashallah. So we had a lot of the local imams were there. It was such a good environment, you know, we were meeting people. So this is the beauty of Islam, segregation. Now women can dress up how they want. Women in their nature, they like to dress up, it's a function, why not? Dulhan ko bhi kuch achhe kapre pehenne hai bichari. Shadi ka waqt hai. Mauka hai uska. You know, she wants it to be memorable and mashallah enjoyable. Why not? Why not? Bhai, ye koi aisa thora hai ke you can't enjoy. Alhamdulillah, if Allah has given you, you can spend money in the right limit. Invite people. Koi aisa masla nahi hai. So segregation at every level. This is the beauty of Islam. Why is this the beauty of Islam? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that I have created you and I know your weakness. I know your weakness. I know the weakness that is inside the men folks and I know the weakness that is in a woman. One, there is desire inside you and you are weak. And then number two, shaitan. Look at the difficulties. You yourself are weak, number one. Number two, naturally we have desire. And number three, our worst enemy is shaitan. So Allah Pak is saying, why do you want to put yourself in a challenging situation? Of course, it's very easy for someone to say, well, look after yourself. It's not as easy, right? These are just words that are coming out from your mouth. What is it? Just words. Hot air, bas. Allah is giving you protection that don't put yourself in a difficult situation. Why? This is a safeguarding issue. This is giving protection not to women. Some people feel segregation orto ke liye hai. This is where we are wrong. Segregation is to protect men and women. What is it? Segregation is to protect men and women. Al-Iyazu Billah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted only men and women to be separated, then why is Allah Pak saying that men and women should get married quickly? On one side there is segregation, and on the other side Allah Pak is saying, marry. When should you get married? Quickly. Get married very, very quickly. Nowadays, if your son comes and tells you, Abba, I want to marry a girl, read 2 rakat namaz. What? If he is saying, I want to marry a girl, read 2 rakats. Koi hasta nahi hai. Ye sab sufi log hai. Arey bhai, kuch samajh mein nahi aaya. Mujhe hi baat, meri baat samajh mein aayi. You don't understand what I'm trying to tell you. If a girl tells you, Abba, I want to get married to a boy, isn't that an amat? We are living in a world in which it should be no surprise as the days and the months and the years are passing by, that somebody could say to you that this boy wants to marry a boy and this girl wants to marry a girl. Tawbah. Astaghfirullah. This is the kind of world that we are living in. So if somebody is saying to you that we want to get married to a boy, both are Muslims, read 2 rakat namaz. Shukar Allah ka. Chalo. On one side there is segregation, and on the other side Allah Pak is saying get married quickly. Why is he saying that? Allah is saying, I have created you, I know your weakness. I am protecting you on one side, and the desire that is inside you, I am allowing you to enjoy that desire in the halal way. So get married quickly. So the shahwat that is inside you, that is discharged and released in a halal way. In a halal way. Because Allah knows. Allah knows everything about a human being. But when Islam talks about segregation, the modern world talks about safeguarding issues. So when we say that segregation is about safeguarding men and women in the Muslim world, we don't say to non-Muslims that there should be segregation for you. Do we say that? Segregation is for the people of Iman. If we want to follow, why should we not follow? We don't say that you also have to eat halal. No, no, you can eat whatever you want. Lakum deenukum waliya deen. For you is your way of life, and for me is my way of life. You do what you want, we want to do whatever we want to do. So segregation is safeguarding families, women, men, children. It's all about safeguarding. But the modern world calls this, that segregation is against gender equality. Kya kehte hai wo? It is against gender. So how is it against gender equality? What is against gender equality? If women are separated, then men are also separated. Men and women both are separated. But a lot of people actually don't understand this. And especially in an environment of free mixing, and tawbah, the free mixing that we have today, and Allah save us. Allah save us. All you have to do, I won't even take the name of the college, but if you go to the front entrance of a college here or any school and just park your car and have a look at the dressing of how the girls dress when they go to college and how the boys are, you have to be extremely pious to safeguard yourself. Extremely pious. Yani larkiya to takriban nangi hoti hai. Kya hoti hai? What Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah will be that a woman will wear clothes but she will be naked. Sahaba could not understand this. A woman will wear clothes, but she will be naked. How is that possible? You are wearing clothes and you are naked. The Shurrah explained this. Behayai, immorality, shamelessness. will be so rampant that even when they wear clothes, every part of the body will be visible. It is as if this person is naked in front of you. Ye ladkiyan naked ghum rahi hai tumhare saath. And when there is free mixing and no segregation in such an environment, then what are the harms? Let me tell you what are the harms. Number one, when you don't have segregation, I am not saying that, you know, segregation is 100% protection. No, no. Shaitan can, you know, drive a person to any guna, even in Medina Munawwara, even in Makkah Mukarrama, even in any part of the world. But no doubt what Allah is telling us is about safeguarding and protection. Number one guna where there is no segregation is that this opens the door of zina. What does it do? This opens the door of zina. Now imagine you are in an environment, how much pressure the shaitan puts in front of you that every day you have to see this woman in front of you. And how much he is whispering inside you to tempt you to this woman. And how much this woman is being tempted to be close to you. This is the constant pressure that is out there. Obviously, then what happens that a person will succumb to his desire and temptation, and the doors of zina silently open up. Secretly open up. And this happens. Why? Because there is no segregation. Number two, when there is no segregation, the ulama say, this breaks the marriage. What does it do? This breaks the marriage. How does it break the marriage? Mashallah, a Muslim lady is working. She's got three children. She's working in an open area where there are men, women everywhere. The husband is also working somewhere where there are men, women everywhere. She's got two kids, a good woman. The husband is also good. But shaitan does not leave you. A woman is a woman after all. A woman is a woman. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said this. That the most beautiful creation of Allah is a woman. And this is the biggest imtihan. So what happens is that there will be other shameless men who will be trying to talk to this lady. How are you? How is this? This, that. Eventually, can I have your number? Can I have this? Can I have this? A number is given. Then this woman who is married at home, she is receiving text messages, Instagram pictures, this, that. The husband once looks at the photos. Who's this guy talking to you? Calling? No, no, just a friend. No, no, just a ghair mahram is just your friend. Or sometimes the wife catches the husband, who's this lady talking to you? Why are your pictures here? Why is she chatting with you? Why are you talking? How much answers is he going to give? Eventually what happens, the shaitan, his master plan works, so he wants to break this relationship. Now, once doubt enters a nikah, what enters? Doubt. When doubt enters a relationship, then that relationship becomes irreparable. Then eventually what will happen is that one day the man will say, you go your way, I will go my way, there is talaq. Okay, there is talaq. That is why you will find in the modern world today, how are the children, how do the children describe their parents? Oh, this is my mummy. And this is my stepdaddy. Isn't that the case? And they will say, this is my daddy and this is my stepmummy. So, ye stepmummy, stepdaddy ka silsila shuru ho gaya hai bhai. friend. Why? Because shaitan breaks the entire element of haya just because when you dismantle one important rule of Islam, and that is called segregation. What is it called? Segregation. When you dismantle that, you will see all these wrong things enter into the house. And in fact, sometimes people are so shy, they know what has happened, but they will still not talk about it. And then the worst case scenario, Allah save us. Worst case scenario. One day, a lady was speaking to me, Mauli Sahab, I've been listening to your bayans. And Alhamdulillah, you know, I want to do tawbah and istighfar and I want to. But I've done a lot of mistakes in my life. I said, bhai, this nadamat, remorse, regret, this is ni'mah which you have. In that free environment, I fell in love with a man who was of a Sikh background. What was he of? Bolo bhai. Sikh background. And I am a Muslim. And I fell in love and he fell in love with me. Now you look at this. See how shaitan works? These are the works and the doings of this free mixing that we take for granted. Koi baat nahi. When you mess around with the laws of Allah, the society becomes pagal. They have lost all morals. And now they want our community to lose the good morals. So we have to be careful. And so what happens? Anyway, you are in love with this Sikh man. So I rang Mauli Sahab. I said, Mauli Sahab, you know what? Can I marry this Sikh individual? Mauli Sahab said, no, you can't. Now, a person is rebelling with Sharia. Huh? What kind of religion is this? I love him, he is a good person, he is going to look after me, he is making promises and this and that. I like him, he likes me, he is going to look after me. Why I can't marry him? Arey bhai, the one who created you is telling you you can't marry. He knows or you know better. But no. Now what happens is that a person is blind. And they fight with the parents. The parents, she doesn't listen to the parents and she leaves the house for this man. And then eventually they live together. Wo chewingum hoti hai na chewingum. Kya hoti hai bhai? You know the... Oh, I didn't say that. Umar Farooq is saying, chew it and spit it out. I tell you, Umar looks experienced. Chew it and spit it out. This is the fatwa given by Sheikh Umar. Right. So anyway, in a way he's got a point. So what happens? You know the flavor of the chewing gum, eventually that is going to die. तो अब आप कितना करेंगे क्या करेंगे कितना करेंगे Now eventually when you are there in a relationship, not in the form of nikah, 10 years, 15 years, you have children. Now the husband is arguing, I don't want to send my children to the masjid, I want them to go to the gurdwara. The lady, after all, she is a Muslima and, you know, she has love for Iman. She's saying, no, no, my children have to be a Muslim. Now you see all the problems start. He says, I like to drink alcohol. What's the problem? I am going to name my children Muslim names. Go, no, no, I am going to name my children this. And then the children go to the in-laws there and they see a different world, kufr. And when they go, all of these problems only came about because of free mixing. What is it? Free mixing. Highly dangerous, my respected brothers. So you will find liberal Muslims, jo apne aap ko zara bahut hushyar samajhte hain. Kya samajhte hain? Pagal kisam ke. Zara Maulviyon se bhagte hain ye liberal Muslims. Kya? They talk to people who don't know about Islam. Talk to people who know about Islam. They'll ram something in your brain. So what happens is that when you are in that environment, there are so much problems that are happening only because there is no segregation. Segregation is such a ni'mah. So even in our alhamdulillah Muslim homes, you will find that we have two sitting rooms maybe. What's in one room, women will sit. In another room, men will sit. But the Western world will say, oh, they scratch their heads and they say, ah, this is called inequality. Is that the right word? Idris, in English. Meri English to aisi third class hai. Am I saying right? Inequality. It's against gender. They scratch their head like this. You know, they don't understand. But bhai, you don't understand. You understand. You don't understand. It does not matter to us. Because we are governed by who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting everyone. And look at the protection. Safeguarding issues. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a woman can only travel with a... Bol Umar. You're right, don't say it. It's not about chewing gum. Mahram, what is it? A woman can only travel with a... Mahram. Oh, Bichare Mufti Muhammad Saab. In his website, he wrote this fatwa that a woman should travel only with a mahram. The newspapers quote this and they said this Mufti is an extremist. He does not give rights to women. Are Allah. Are bhai. This is safeguarding the woman and giving her the complete protection. Sometimes when it is extremely dangerous for a woman to travel in certain cities and certain parts of the world alone, bhai. In fact, today you can't even travel to India in certain parts. Allah gave the woman so much honor. Allah is saying, imagine you are traveling, you have a headache, you want water, you want tablets, and you don't know, and you can't ask anybody. Allah is saying, no, I am giving you honor. That khadim, that mahram is your khadim. That mahram is your khadim. He is there to serve you. He will go and get water for you. He will get tablets for you. He will hold your baggage and luggage. And he will help you and he will assist you. Imagine so much protection and ease and comfort is given to a woman. And this is called safeguarding and protecting the honor of a woman. That is why Islam is saying that a woman cannot travel alone without a mahram. Because... Subhanallah, anything can happen when you are traveling. So complete protection is given to our women. That when our women go, subhanallah, take a mahram. Take your child who is baligh, go with him. Take your brother, take your husband, take someone, your uncle, take somebody who is your mahram and go. This is the beauty. This is safar-e-shar'i. Look at the protection that Allah Pak has given everyone. In fact, the protection is such in Islam, you have a biological brother, biological sister, one father, one mother, mahram, the strongest relationship, no step issues involved here. Oh, half father, half mother issues, half sister, ye koi yahan nahi hai. Pure. Mother is one, father is one, brother and sister. Look at the protection Sharia gives. Islam says, when your daughter is baligh, then she should be given an independent room. She should be given an independent room. When your son is baligh, he should not be sharing a room with the sister. He should also be, the boys should be separated, the girls should be separated. What is this? Protection, safeguarding that Islam gives. This is in the Quran. Islam did that. And so much so that the brother, if he wants to go to the room, he must do this. What should he do? Knock on the door. You can't just open your sister's door and go. And your sisters can't open your door and go. So much so that your parents are sleeping, you want to go, you have to do this. You have to do this. Safeguarding. Islam has looked after every human being and every detail has been looked after. Wallahi. Now imagine this, my respected brothers. I am going to ask you one question. I wonder if you can answer me. It's a very easy question. Very easy. I'm sure you people will know. Which is the most important decision of your lifetime? What do you think, guys? Who said marriage? Excellent. Brilliant. The most important decision you make in your lifetime is marriage. You have to be so careful. Because this is the partner that you are to choose that is going to stay with you all your life. All your life. But guys, I'm sorry, it doesn't end here in Leicester. It doesn't end here in... The same wife will be with you in Jannat. Who said, oh, somebody... Yaar, Maruf sahab, aapne kuch kaha hai? Yaar, aapse kuch aisi awaaz aayi. Are you sure you okay? Some kind of noises are coming everywhere. So this woman is not just going to be your partner. You know, you make a business partner here, it ends in this dunya. Every partnership ends. Every partnership. But this is such an important partnership, it never ends. Generally, unless you give talaq, of course. But it doesn't end. This partnership remains with you in Jannat. Lekin aapko main khush khabri deta hoon. Aapko, I'm giving you good news. If the husband is the troublemaker or if the wife is the troublemaker, look, gender equality. What is this called? What? How am I speaking? Gender equality. I'm not siding with the men folks, not at all. Sometimes the husbands are tyrants and sometimes a woman can be real nalayak, right? Can be a tyrant, make life difficult. I'm not saying that. But in the hadith it comes that pray to Allah that that woman does not come into your nikah that will give you white hair before you age. Oho. A woman can give you white hair before you age. Abi Suleiman's got a 360 degree smile. Haji? So anyway, the beauty is in Jannat no one will be a tyrant. In Jannat, the husband will be happy, the wife will also be happy. So don't worry about that. Don't worry. This woman is not the same woman in Jannat. This husband is not the same husband in Jannat. But this partnership is so important. And because this is the most important partnership, you know, when you make a very important decision, a person needs to have the right consultation team around him. The right consultation team around him. He has to make mashwara. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, look at Islam, so beautiful. Islam says, la nikaha illa bi waliyin. La nikaha illa bi. There is no nikah but only with the permission of the parents, the father, the elders. Your nikah is not valid. Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad say, if a lady or a boy decides to get married without the blessings of the parents, even if the Imam has done nikah, the nikah is Not valid because of the hadith. La nikaha illa bi waliyin. Now why did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam say this? Because a person who is young, 18, 19, you know, the heart is such an organ that it spills in any direction. The heart spills in any direction. That is why Allah has given you, Allah has given you aqal. What is it called? Aqal. An, qaf, lam. Aqal in the Arabic language means a rope. What is it? A rope. And what do you use a rope for? To tie things, to make it secure, to bound something, to limit something. That is, so in the Arabic language, iqal, from aqal, iqal, what the Arabs would do is that they would have a string and a rope that they would tie around the camel to control the camel. And then after that, what would happen is that they would have this string and rope. So they would wear a scarf because in the intense heat, dust is everywhere. Then they would put this string around their heads. So you've seen some of these, the Arab people, they have that, kya kehte isko yaar? The two rings that are on the head. So historically it goes back to this. So this string is called, you know, aqal, iqal. So they would tie the camel to control it. A person needs to think very carefully. But in the modern world, what they say to you, no. You can marry anyone who you like. It's called blind date. What is it called? Blind date. Blind love. Go for it. Do whatever you want. Allahu Akbar. So in Islam, they say no. There is no arranged marriage. There is no. Remember one thing, brothers. In Islam, there is no arrange. When I say arrange, it means you can't force a child to marry. In Islam, the final decision is always given to the child. But in Islam, there is a consultation group of people because your mother and father are the most sincere to you. What are they? Anybody can be jealous with you, my respected brothers. A brother can be jealous with a brother. You know that? Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers were jealous. They threw him. They were about to kill him. Hasad is dangerous. Sisters are jealous. Family members are jealous. But generally, two people are never jealous about their children. And who are they? Mom and dad. Parents. Kabhi bhi nahi. Maa-baap ko apne bete ki jitni tarakki hoti hai, itne khush hote hai. The higher they go, the more du'as they give. So you are taking the du'as and permission from your parents, the du'a, and consulting them because they are your well-wishers. And Allah's Nabi is saying when you get married, they looked after you the whole life. And when it came to the most important decision of your life, you turned away from them? No. You have to ask them. And so there is this beautiful order in Islam that you ask your parents and they will also give you a rai, a mashwira, and they will tell you, no, beta, you know what, we've seen life, this person is not good for you, or this person is good for you. So there is a team of people, consultation, mom, dad, ulama, your local alim, you can ask mashwira, ke bhai, is my mom and daddy saying this, is this the correct view, what is it, all of these things, a person can ask. So this is what we call, my respected brothers, complete protection that is given to a person. Baat samajh mein aaya nahi? And another very important ruling, it's not just about protection to men and women, my respected brothers. When a person even gets married in the modern world, you will find that they don't like getting married. It's cohabitation. What is it called? To cohabit. Why do people cohabit? You know why? So they live like husband and wife. So they do everything in that relationship. But then they distribute and do taqseem of the bills. they say, don't worry, we will live together for a period of time or whatever, and let's test ourselves that is my relationship and your relationship going to work. So you pay for the gas bill and I will pay for the electricity bill, and this is my side and this is your side. So in the modern world, it's cohabitation. And Islam says this is not jais, because what will happen? The seriousness of a relationship does not exist in this kind of a relationship. A person is only serious when he does nikah. When he does nikah. Now a person is doing nikah. Look how Islam protects. So now when a person does nikah, he goes home and he says to the wife, ah, mashallah, hamari apni shaadi thai gayi, yeah, no problem, mashallah. Right, so what bills are you going to pay and what bills am I going to pay? What bills are you going to pay? The council tax, I'll pay for your mobile and I'll pay for the electricity. Can you pay for the gas bill? And your petrol, who's going to pay for it? And who's going to... A lot of these things are serious issues nowadays. You won't believe it. Most of the talaq issues that come to me is because of finance. Can you imagine that? Most of the talaq issues that come is because of paisa, paisa, paisa. Ajeeb, ye zehreeli cheez hai yaar. Rishton ko tor deti hai, subhanallah. A person is prepared to break nikah and leave the children because of this money. And look at Islam, how Islam does not compromise. Look at Islam. Islam says, no, forget all that. I have created you, I know. Islam says to the man, before you say, I have accepted her in my nikah. What do you all have to say? I have accepted her in my nikah. Before that, a man should give mehr. What should he give? Mehr. The wisdom of giving mehr is to remind the husband that you are no longer a bachelor. You are no longer Cliff Richard. What are you? You are no longer Cliff Richard. You are not a bachelor anymore. What are you? So you are not a bachelor and you are now getting married, so you have to give mehr. And then you get the most conjuice people in our community. 51 pounds. Oh my Allah. What is the mehr? 41 pounds. Allah bachaye aise kanjoos shohron se bhai. Aise kanjoos shohron se to Allah bachaye bhai. You want to marry a person who's giving you 51 pounds? I bet my wife is listening at home and she'll now say, right, my mehr, increase it. You know? I won't say how much I gave. Main to maulvi hu na. Right? But anyway, what happens? That you give mehr, the wisdom of giving mehr is not a price tag of that lady. That lady is not worth any money. That money you are giving, Shariat is telling you, you are taking a promise and an oath in the name of Allah. Because the ayats of Allah, the name of Allah is taken. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. It's like a qasam. The name of Allah is taken in the khutbah that you are testifying that Allah is my witness and this sila rahmi I am going to maintain, and according to the capacity of the husband. This is very important. What is it? Varna aurte hame halal kar deti hai. Kya hai? Halal. By capacity of the bichare ki salary dekho pehle. Kya dekho? Uski salary ko dekho ko usko mahine mein itni salary milti hai. And in accordance to his salary, his capacity, he has to provide shelter to the wife, clothes to the wife, and food to the wife and family. Basically, he's the one who is going to be running the house. So he can't say, you pay for the electricity bill, you pay for the gas bill, you pay for this. No, no, you got married and you have to pay. Now, another good thing I want to tell you, my respected brothers, that if you are faqir, financially in difficulty, then get married. What is it? Get married. The Quran even says, Yughnihimullah, Allah will make you ghani, if Allah wills. Generally, when a person gets married and when he has children, what happens? Because the other person's rozi and rizq is attached to you. And when your children are born, their rizq is attached to you and Allah gives you more. Ab kitna dekhenge ke log shaadi karte hai to paisa aata hai. Islam is not about logic. Islam is about fulfilling the commands of Allah Pak, whatever Allah says. So by getting married, Allah will make it easy for you to provide also for your wife. So imagine there is no arranged marriages, there is no issue, but because it is the most important decision, family consultation, and family mein sabse khair kha, baap dada, baap aur dada aur amma aur bare chacha ho, ye sare wali awliya, what are they called? The wali, who really care, who are well-wishers, and they will guide you to a person, and never make a decision in haste. Alhamdulillah. And when a person makes nikah with the blessings and the dua of their parents, Allah will give that person a lot of barakat. Allah will give that person a lot of barakat. And then Islam also gives a general protection and safeguarding to all human beings, Muslims and non-Muslims. How is that? Allah makes alcohol haram. What does he do? Allah makes alcohol haram. Why is alcohol haram? Why? Because when you are in that state and when you are drunk, you are causing a lot of harm to people. You have no sanity. So there is, Allah is giving a general protection and safeguarding all human beings. That there are certain things in this dunya that is harmful and it will impact all of you. And I was just reading on this. You know, the harm that is caused by being drunk in this country and fatality and people dying and how much it is costing the NHS. Shall I tell you? £3.5 billion annually it is costing the government because of alcohol. £3.5 billion. The harm that comes. So look at Islam, how it protects. Alcohol ko bhi kya kar diya? Haram kar diya. Gambling ko kya kar diya? Haram kar diya. Everything that is going to be a harm to a human being, Islam does not hesitate and puts a clear stamp on it and stamps it and says what? Haram. But in the modern world, despite the fact that they know that this is harmful to the community, they never label it as unlawful. What is it? So what they say, if you are over 18, you can drink alcohol. You can smoke. But take care. So put yourself into that, you know, difficult situation, challenging your own nafs. So always challenge your own self when you are drinking alcohol and gambling. And obviously, when you challenge yourself, 99% of the time a person is the loser because you don't have the rahmat of Allah with you. But someone may I any my respected brothers and elders. So this is the beauty of Islam, but Islam will always make something that is harmful to a person that is haram. So there was and this is also when it comes to hygiene. Why I am saying all this to you? So a person, alhamdulillah, we need to value what Islam is teaching us, Islamic values. When you compare that to the world outside, it is nothing. Because Allah is the one who is telling us, do this, I know you. Now look at the beautiful rule on the subject of hygiene. Because with hygiene, if you don't maintain hygiene, it's going to spread disease also. It's going to spread disease. Now, aap ek baat samjhe. In the modern world, in the Western society, As Muslims, when we go to the toilet, we use water. Am I right? But in the Western world, jinke piche log mar mitte hai. So when they go to the toilet, what do they use? Tissue paper. Now I am asking you that no matter how thoroughly you use the tissue paper, there is still impurity that is stuck to your hai. Kabhi aap ghair Muslim ko ye pooch hai na? Ask him that. That look, what I don't understand, how is it, you know, you if you have like a tomato ketchup or something and you spill it on the table, and then you are just wiping it with the tissue paper, it's not going to clean it completely. And especially your body and your skin. So when you go to the toilet and you are using only tissue paper, there is still filth smell and the possibility of all kinds of disease that is still attached to your body. But look at Islam. Islam is giving you protection even in your body. The sunnah is that you can even use tissue, because in the time of Huzur alayhi salam, there were mud stones. What were they? Special mud stones that were like tissue paper today. But because there are no mud stones, we use tissue. So you can use tissue, but the most important thing you have to use is what? Water. Why? Because that will give you complete protection, cleanliness, and you will feel good. Look at the beauty of Islam. Look how beautiful our religion is, my respected brothers. So alhamdulillah, when it comes to safeguarding and protection, there is nothing in the world that can be compared to the teachings of Islam. But because we are people, we want to commit sins and we want to fulfill our desire, so we like to sit on the other side of the fence, because we can enjoy and we can pick that. But in reality, that is only harmful to us. What is it? Only harmful to us. Even when it comes to the niqab, parda, the face veil, alhamdulillah, that is also protection and safeguarding. What is it called? Safeguarding. But you are not going to make anyone happy, because there is a clear difference. A person who does not believe in the divine authority, how much are you going to explain to him? So a time comes, my respected brothers, that you have to defend what Allah is giving to us. Value it, be proud of it, and alhamdulillah, implement it in your life. And this is how you will be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.